for Hillary. They say that he has a history with mental illness, so that is something they're taking into account. They also say that they saw that he did have a knife and that he at one point was even cut on his arm. Now, when we first came out here, there were concerns that at one point he was possibly firing some type of rifle at officers, although they say they're still investigating that. They just don't know if that's the case yet. But he's a real live wire out there getting on top of his roof and out onto his back porch at different points during the day. Now, here's some video from the scene a little bit earlier today. We talked to the police chief and also neighbors about what happened.
When I went down to the end of where Murdoch went out behind the scene, just the cops loading the rifles, pulling the rifles out of their vehicles, going up to the house and trying to have the guy come off.
In a house in Fessy, driven by rats. Niggas on my block, game playing, walking streets with loaded gats. This is Myrtle Street, nigga, resting on the northwest. I lay your body down and put the other haters to rest. What the fuck you think I rep? Eternal's what I bleed. I'm psycho like Norman Bates, butchering victims while they sleep. They say I got problems, but I say it's off a fun. Fuck what you talking about, nigga? Fucking with the seventh son of a seventh son. That's why society rate me and system hates me. It's Nick G, I'll turn your whole block up and let you bitches try to find me. Yeah, you can come down to Murder Street if you're brave enough, nigga. We dressed in all black and red, and we hiding down the alleyways ready to get you, nigga.
Again, police are still negotiating with him out here tonight. This incident started around 5:15. That's when they were first called out here. We do, again, know that the girlfriend made it out of the home safely. And officers told me earlier that some of the neighboring homes were evacuated just as a precaution. We'll have more on the story coming up at 10:30 tonight. Live in Grand Rapids, I'm Haley Francis, F-17 News.
Every night you hear the sirens, Anubis known for bringing violence. 187 on these niggas on the corner, the streets are never silent. Then you hear the gunshots, you know I'm always killing cops. Junkies on the corner, motherfuckers sleeping under white sheets. The ambulance sounds, another nigga hits the ground deep. Gang war, gunfire, the smell of death is all around. I'm burying bodies on the mound. I sit watching on my porch as the fires blaze like a torch. If a nigga pops off at the mouth, he gets scorched. Motherfuckers get their ass beat every night on Myrtle Street. Yeah, Myrtle Street is where we at, nigga. Straight murder shit, blazing on you motherfuckers. Better bring your peace, cause ain't no peace on motherfucking Myrtle Street.
Send your bitches back to class. I'm the nigga taking your shit like Lizzie Borden with an axe. Giving your body 40 wags. You can keep hating, I'ma keep stacking. And don't attempt to walk Myrtle if your bitches ain't packing. And when the cops come to arrest, I'ma plead mentally insane with no contest. I'll do about 3 months in a mental institution. Why the hoes making me money on the block? Straight prostitution. I'm far from the nigga 50 Cent who got knocked with 300 grams of crack. Talks to the feds and does 6 months in a boot camp. But like Isham said, who can you trust with one cap left to bust? I've been in the game for many, many years.
Again, police are still negotiating with him out here tonight. This incident started around 5:15. That's when they were first called out here. We do, again, know that the girlfriend made it out of the home safely. And officers told me earlier that some of the neighboring homes were evacuated just as a precaution. We'll have more on the story coming up at 10:30 tonight. Live in Grand Rapids, I'm Haley Francis, F-17 News.
Another night passes, the smell of toxic gases. Motherfuckers wrapped in plastic. I can make you niggas disappear like magic. I can stretch your body like elastic. Every day is tragic, the streets are gutter. It's normal shit, brother killing brother. Kill one, then kill another. If a nigga talks shit, I blast on the motherfucker. You can see the news van outside. The psycho attempt suicide. Every night is a homicide. 20 knife wound victims with nocturnal carved in their eyes. West side, GR war zone, raging far. Stealing gang rags, jumping out of fucking. wrecking cars with bats and gloves. Much mass murderous love to all the real riders. Rest to you niggas, get your teeth pulled off with fucking heavy duty players.
Something they're taking into account. They also say that they saw that he did have a knife and that he at one point was even cut on his arm. Now, when we first came out here, there were concerns that at one point he was possibly firing some type of rifle at officers, although they say they're still investigating that. They just don't know.